Earth and Sky.
So what WISE is trying to do is to make an atlas of the universe. Think of an atlas of the United States, where you have, perhaps on your wall, you might have a map of the entire world. It's not detailed enough to see all the interesting objects. But by getting to an atlas, then you'll have a closer in view, and that's what WISE will provide. And then you can find the interesting places to actually get the most detailed view by pointing a large telescope at these interesting objects.
You're listening to UCLA astronomer Ned Wright, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Wright is principal investigator of the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or WISE. It's a NASA space telescope that'll scan the sky through the year 2010 using infrared light. Wright spoke more about it with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Wright, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Now, why are scientists studying the infrared sky? What's happening here?
Well, infrared radiation comes from things cooler than the sun, or the light bulb filaments that emit the light that our eyes can see. So by looking in the infrared, we can see room temperature objects like asteroids. We can also see through clouds of dust. When you see the sun through the smoke from a brush fire, it looks red because the short wavelength blue and green light is absorbed. Infrared waves that WISE looks at are about 5 to 33 times longer than red light, and even better at penetrating through dust clouds.
And how does it work? How does the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer work? What is it measuring? You talked about infrared radiation. How does it measure that? What does it do exactly?
Well, WISE is using some fairly newly developed digital detector arrays, very similar to the arrays that are in digital cameras, but they work in the infrared wavelengths instead of optical wavelengths. So it has four different arrays. So it's looking at four colors at once, one more than the red, green, and blue that you normally use for color images. So it will be taking a four-color image set. Each image has 1 million pixels, which is the reason why it is much better than previous surveys, because the number of pixels available in these digital arrays has been growing so rapidly over the last few decades. And so WISE will orbit the Earth, as I mentioned, and it's orbiting over the line dividing day from night. So we can always look away from the Earth and sideways to where the sun is. And each time it orbits, it will map out a strip of sky. And as the Earth revolves around the sun, then this strip of sky moves over. So after 6 months, we've mapped the entire sky.
What are scientists searching for with the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, and what do you think they might find?
First, you know, WISE is going to be looking at the whole sky, so that means we're looking at everything. But we do know of many interesting objects that have already been found in samples of smaller parts of the sky. So we certainly know about asteroids in our own solar system. Now, asteroids are rocks that are sitting in sunlight, and as a result, they're more or less room temperature. There's other objects called brown dwarfs or failed stars that are in the solar neighborhood. So they're much further away than asteroids, but much closer than, you know, distant galaxies. So the brown dwarfs are objects that are not massive enough to burn hydrogen to helium in a fusion reaction in their centers. And as a result, they gradually cool off over their lifetime, get down to about room temperature, and are really only detectable in the infrared. And finally, when stars form, they form inside dust clouds. And as I mentioned, infrared radiation is good for looking through dust clouds. And so the regions where stars are forming most rapidly are in things called ultraluminous infrared galaxies. So the Milky Way is a fairly ordinary galaxy and is making about one solar mass of new stars per year, but ultraluminous infrared galaxies are making thousands of solar masses of new stars per year. And as a result, they're very luminous, and we can see them, you know, over a large fraction of the age of the universe.
But I guess by being very luminous, you mean that that they're just luminous in this infrared part of the spectrum. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. The infrared radiation is the only part of the radiation that gets out, because the dust clouds in which the stars are forming really absorbs all the optical light. So by very luminous, I mean the, you know, luminosity of an object is the difference between, say, a 10-watt light bulb and a 1,000-watt light bulb. So these are, you know, the highest wattage light bulbs in the universe.
And one of the telescopes that has been around for a little while has been taking a look at some of this infrared radiation, the Spitzer Space Telescope. What are your thoughts on this predecessor to the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, the Spitzer Space Telescope, and what WISE is capable of beyond Spitzer?
Well, WISE is going to cover the whole sky, and Spitzer has really only covered about 1% of the sky. And the reason is that WISE is like a wide-angle lens. It takes a large area on the sky at one shot. While Spitzer is like a telephoto lens. It zooms in and gives you a close-in view of an interesting object. So with WISE, we expect to find very many interesting objects that will be targets for closer study with telescopes like Spitzer, which is continuing to operate. The Hubble Space Telescope, which now has a very capable infrared channel on board, the Keck telescopes on Hawaii, or the future James Webb Space Telescope, which NASA hopes to launch in several years, which is really a giant infrared telescope in space.
How long will the WISE mission last, and when might the first findings be announced?
Well, WISE should last about 10 months after it is launched. After that, the solid hydrogen, which keeps the telescope cold, will have all evaporated. And the first science results should be announced about 6 months after the launch. There may be some preliminary results announced sooner than that, but that will be a very large release of data and results 16 months after the launch, which works out to be about April 2011.
What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about exploring the universe with the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer?
Well, WISE will look at everything in the universe, and this is really the most important thing about it. And so it will all be recorded and stored on computers and available for astronomers all over the world and for decades to come to go back and find out what the infrared emission from any part of the sky is. And this will be especially valuable for new objects that are found at different wavelengths, and you'll want to know what is the infrared radiation. So it's a legacy. It's like a library in which people can study for years after the mission is done.
You've been listening to UCLA astronomer Ned Wright, principal investigator of the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer Space Telescope, also known as WISE. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.